I need to set up an appointment for counseling. It's a condition of returning to work.
That's right, he said, sounding distracted.
I heard papers shuffling in the background before he spoke again.
So, you should do that, and maybe give yourself a few weeks before you come back to work. No need to hurry right back, you know.
The back of my neck tingled. That didn't sound like the detective I knew. He usually begged me to come in any time I would.
Why? Is something going on?
What?
No, not a thing, just normal stuff. I mean, sure, there's plenty of work to do, but we're okay without you for now. I mean, after everything that happened to you in New York, I'm sure you could use a break, right? So you should take your time. There's no need to hurry back.
Now I knew something was up.
Okay, cut the crap. What's happened?
Dimples let out a big sigh.
Fine. I guess you were bound to find out sooner or later.
Find out what? My heart skipped a beat. This sounded bad, and I worried that I'd start twitching uncontrollably if he didn't spit it out. Do I have to come down there?
No! No, sorry. Let me explain. A few weeks ago, a child wandered off from a playground up near the woods. Searchers did everything they could to find her, but came up empty. Daylight was running out, so the little girl's grandmother brought in an outside expert to help. Within a few hours, the expert told them where to look, and the child was found, safe and sound.
Okay. So what does that have to do with anything?
Well, that's the weird part. This expert person? Well, she claims to be a psychic, and that's how she found the little girl. So, since you've been gone, and you need to be cleared to work again, she's, kind of taken your place.
My mind went blank. Of all the things I'd thought he'd say, that was not one of them.
Shelby, you there?
What the hell? Are you serious? Is this some kind of a joke?
Dimples sighed. I wish it were. But now that you know, maybe it's a good thing? You can come in and tell me if she's the real deal? I have my suspicions about her, but after knowing you, I guess it's easier for everyone in the precinct to believe her. I mean, I'm not sold, but she's got something going on.
Dimples knew my secret that I could actually read minds. I'd told everyone else in the department that I had premonitions, a psychic ability. Now he was telling me there was another psychic helping the police?
Okay, but I don't get it. First you don't want me to come in, then you do?
So which is it? Is she there now, like on a daily basis?
Well, kind of. We got a phone call this morning from a bus driver who stopped for a woman sitting on a bench. When she didn't move, he realized that she had blood all over her. He thought she was dead, so he called 911. It turned out she wasn't hurt, but she also wasn't talking. They took her to the hospital, and she's been there ever since. The verdict is that she has amnesia. The doctors think it was brought on by whatever she witnessed. The chief called Willow in to see if she could get a reading on the woman, so she's here helping with the case.
Willow? Her name's Willow? I shook my head. Is she some kind of flower child or something?
I don't know, but if you came in, you'd figure it out pretty fast, right? It's been kind of strange with her here, doing all the stuff you normally do. I have to say, I don't relate to her very well. She's nothing like you.
So, she seems suspicious.
Was that what he meant? Now I couldn't wait to go in and find out what the heck was going on. Then what he'd said clicked.
Wait a minute. You're working with her? Like, she's your partner?
Pain tightened my chest. Had I been replaced?